She called out to both of them, but the only response was the twitter of birds and the gentle murmur of a nearby river. As she took in more of her surroundings, she realised that she was no longer on the heath. Rather, she seemed to be in a beautiful glen. Trees were in blossom and a gentle breeze blew the heather that surrounded her. How could the trees be in blossom? It was late June. The spring blossoms had long since faded and blown away. "Where am I?" she asked aloud. To her surprise, someone behind her said, "You're in a magical place. A place full of hope and potential. That's why the trees are always in blossom." Margaret stood quickly and spun around to find an old woman in a voluminous black cloak standing nearby. "Who are you? How did I get here? And for that matter, how did you know what I was thinking?" "My name is Gertrude. I can't say exactly how you got here, and your thoughts were clear to me because I know what I need to know, when I need to know it." Margaret was stunned. "If you know what you need to know, why don't you know how I got here?" Gertrude chuckled. "I'd have thought that was obvious. Evidently, I don't need to know how you got here. Besides, why you're here is a much more important question." "Then, why am I here?" "I'd say it's because you've been given a second chance." "A second chance? At what?" asked Margaret. "At life," said Gertrude simply.